are showing me to support everyone else. So I'm looking at the energies of the story someone shared, and when I'm looking at it, it's almost like I'm glued to it, like I'm attached to the story. And so they're showing me how to just release that. And it's almost like if you would power wash your sidewalk or whatever, like dirt be gone. In other words, it's there, but when you get your power wash, you're not concerned that the dirt can't come off. Of course it can. That's the whole reason you have the hose. So the more that we understand our promise, the more that we understand our extraordinary entitlement, in other words, we're mastering our mind. We're not our mind. So what happens is if someone's grieving or upset or whatever it is, if I sign on to it, then I become a bleeder also. In other words, I'm agreeing with their false reality. And so what we're recognizing is the mind keeps creating these false phenomena, like the mind creates, but it's creating out of darkness, it's creating out of the false self. And so when we have that higher vision in mind, in English, the light, when we allow ourselves, there we go, when we allow ourselves to soar, when we allow ourselves to fly, when we allow ourselves to graduate, it's like we don't have to touch down. We don't have to touch the ground. We don't have to agree with the misery, with the sorrow, with the separation necessity, because we're moving into another alignment of holiness, of wholeness, of truth, of light. And so you're never looking for that light. You're carrying it with you inside. You're never looking for love's heartbeat. You're carrying it with you inside. And so when we graduate ourselves steady, in other words, when we allow ourselves to advance, when we allow ourselves to rise, when we allow ourselves to capture the truth of our soul, the truth of our light, then this is what we create out of. And this is where we're creating heaven on earth, because we're creating from a new consciousness. We're creating from our light. We're creating from our soul. We're creating from our magnificence. So allow yourself to begin. So beginning is sort of like leaving the page where you're just following the bouncing ball. In other words, duality is going to show you how heavy things are. Excuse me one second. Come here, buddy. Duality is going to show you how heavy things are, how awful things are. And so when you agree upon that past sense of distress, in other words, the memory of the false self, the memory of dualism, the memory of conflict, the memory of hatred, then it's sort of like we don't stand a chance. And in a way, that's true from that lower consciousness, because that lower consciousness is hell-bent on further destruction. In other words, that's the game. That's what it's here to do. But we are standing higher now. So when they're saying we're standing higher now, we really want to feel that. Like, feel like you're a fleet of the new admission. Like you're part of the light workers that are here holding their light and aligning with their column of light, holding their brilliance, opening up the heart. Because the reason we're seeing conflict and destruction outside, quite frankly, is it's mirroring all of us. We don't like to own that. We really don't. The problem's outside, but there is no outside. It's all of us. So the more that we will graduate within, meaning if I want the conflict to release in the outer, I've got to figure out how to get it to release in the inner. And we now know how. So allow yourselves to travel highly. Meaning, allow yourselves to align with the light of your soul, the light of your higher self. And the more that we accept that triumph, when they're saying accept that triumph, it's because it's already here. It's already being broadcast. It's already being offered. But we have to accept it. And we want to remember the ego likes to be fed. So while we're opening to the light, you're going to have the ego like, let me just count how much misery, let me just count how much pain. Like, it wants the pain. Because if you align with the pain, if you align with the suffering, you're going to keep creating out of that misery. You're going to keep creating out of that separation. But when you align with God's glory, God being our God self, our holy self, our holy remembrance, this is what's creating the ascension. This is what's creating the rebirth. This is what's creating our new discovery of self. So allow yourselves to advance. So when we're advancing, you're not trying to fix anything in the outer. The outer is just going to keep doing its thing, but we're waking up within to our new reality. And so as we align with this new reality, as we consent to this new reality, we bring forth the promised land, because we're holding the consciousness of love. We're holding the experience of light. And so as we devote ourselves to this higher presentation, we then create from this new realm. We create from our light. We create the new earth. So allow yourselves to receive in jubilant celebration. Jubilant is joy. And it's like, well, how can I be joyous? People are suffering. We're bringing the joy forth. So the suffering, the illusionary experience of suffering, the belief in separation, we're all God energy, all of us, even those that are in the middle of fighting, because we just haven't remembered ourselves. So the more that each of us takes primary ownership for that true remembrance, for that true return, then we create, then it's like heaven, then the masters, then our master self can bring forth so much joy, so much benevolence, so much manifestation ability, because we're here present, ready to receive, ready to self-activate, ready to be wise. So again, it's like spiritual maturity, where we're learning how to be wise. We're learning how to take our consciousness and receive that golden light, rather than continuous history of the past. So receive your light journey now, meaning you're opening up to the light, meaning you're broadcasting the light, meaning you're creating your new reality from this light. So receive. When they say receive, the more that we can continuously adjust. So what they mean by that is we still tend to be a little bit selfish, where we're not enjoying the full breadth of what's permitted. So selfish is sort of like we're responding to yesterday, we're responding to scarcity. In other words, we're not entitling ourselves to the full broadcast, really, because we're still waking up to kind of dreaming it in and imagining how wonderful it could be. So it's sort of like stretching that imagination wide, stretching that imagination so that we can soar, so that we can fly, so that we can reassemble. So when I just said reassemble, I just received everybody in their light body, like just instantly, like boom, 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 boom. So these are the cherub glances. In other words, like seeing ourselves as the angels, seeing ourselves in that higher vision. Anything where you're agreeing to your light regardless, meaning regardless of what your neighbor's thinking, regardless of what you thought 5 seconds ago. It's like you can agree now even more steady. And so now when we're receiving that light, there's like an extra dosage to it. In other words, we all opened up even further. So we want to feel that when we're graduating steadily, it's like we can keep opening up. So never feel like, oh, I wish I had done it yesterday. Do it now. And like every moment's another now. Do it now. Like open up again. So when we keep expanding and trusting who we actually are, then we receive it. So it's like you have to believe it to see it. It's a little bit like that. So the more that we keep operating from that new belief requirement, we're going to stand out. And when they say stand out, it's like when I'm looking at everyone clairvoyantly, it's like your light stands out. And so this is the whole point. Then we create out of a new reality. So someone with a lower consciousness can't create whatever. But when you're allowing, permitting your light to stand out, then you're graduating some, because you're creating out of love's abundance. You're creating out of that light. You're creating out of that extraordinary discovery. So receive, receive, receive. And so it is.